Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Mark, how are you?
Hello.
Would you like to lie down?
I keep having these dreams. Always the same. One, I'm in a street, late at night. The street's full of beds, with people sleeping in them. The others are this rock and roll band in a basement, playing a song. It's always the same song. And I'm by a lake. And my girlfriend is being kidnapped or something. But she's disappeared in real life. I don't know what it means. I can't explain it.
I see. I suggest we try a little hypnosis to find the meaning behind your dreams. Now, you keep your eyes on my watch. Try to relax. In a moment or two, you will begin to feel very heavy.
Maybe. All right, that was Rainbow, Street of Dreams, and you're in tune to Crazy Nation Radio with your host, Ron Reck. How's it going tonight? Boy, we got a lot to cover. This is going to be one fucked up show tonight, folks. I hate to tell you that, but it's going to get pretty fucking scary. I promise you that, because that's what we do here. Not all the time, but this time it's really real bad shit. It's something. I'm going to play a couple clips here, and it's going to blow your fucking mind. I promise you that, so you better think shit through. I've been saying it for years, but nobody's listening. And that's fine. You don't have to. Don't believe nothing I tell you. You know, just go do the research yourself and figure it out for yourself. That's the best way to do it. I don't give legal advice. I don't tell you what you ought to do or what to do. But you better pay fucking close attention because shit is getting fucking to go south really quick soon. I'm talking real soon. These motherfuckers got a year and a half left to go. They're going to cram some bad shit down our pipes real quick. So get ready for this ride. This is fucking crazy. I mean, this is literally fucking nuts. But anyway, I'm going to play a couple clips right here, and we're going to get into it. So anyway, get them phones ready. We'll get going here. So let's check this fucking out. Crazy shit. Jesus.
Every day, more than 2 billion people use a social media app called TikTok. Many of them are young people under the age of 24. If you had kids, you probably know already how TikTok works. TikTok lets users upload short videos. Usually they're under 30 seconds. What's interesting is that the content of these videos varies a lot depending upon what country you're in. If you're in China, where TikTok is headquartered, you tend to get more educational content. But if you live in this country, you get an awful lot of filth and propaganda tailored for kids. I'm not guessing about this. We ran an experiment to prove it last summer. Watch. The TikTok that Chinese residents, children in China get to see is very different from the one your kids are looking at here. Now, in China, where TikTok is known under a different name, videos like these are very common. Watch. Legends never die. They become a part of you. You know what American kids, your kids, are watching on TikTok? Stuff like this. Well, that's kind of weird. Can you see what's going on here? Well, China does. They run TikTok. And China knows if you want a productive society that extends beyond, say, next week, you teach your kids about hard work and creativity and personal responsibility, respect for authority. But if you want to destroy a society, you funnel a ton of garbage to kids about gender ideology and twerking. As the account Libs of TikTok has documented extensively, that's exactly what TikTok is doing here. There's a whole genre of videos of teachers boasting about indoctrinating kids.
I have had multiple students come out to me, not just with their sexuality, but also with their gender identity. It's one of the reasons I think it's so important to be out and loud and proud.
I teach my elementary school students about gender identity. Some people are girls, some are boys, some are both, some are neither.
I might tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around and goes, oh, that one?
So it goes without saying that net-net, as they say, TikTok is not a positive influence on American society. And right now, in response to criticism of TikTok, China's government and the company itself are doing the same thing they did when they responded to allegations of a lab leak in Wuhan. They're saying anyone who raises questions is a racist. And they're doing that everywhere across the media. And they can because a lot of the news that you consume is paid for by TikTok. Politico, a completely ideologically corrupt organization out of Northern Virginia, has a so-called playbook that is sponsored by TikTok every other week. CNN, meanwhile, just put its tech reporter on the air to inform you that criticizing TikTok opens up Chinese Americans to, quote, hate and violence. If you criticize TikTok, you're killing Asian people. So confronted with all this, you might support efforts in the Congress right now to ban TikTok altogether. And a lot of people do, not just on the right, but also on the left, which is kind of interesting. This is one of those weird moments where there's, or appears to be, some kind of bipartisan consensus. And that alone might want to make you pause for a second. If everyone in power is saying the same thing, is it really a good idea? Let's take a closer look. And again, this is not a defense of TikTok, merely an acknowledgement of what's actually happening in Washington right now. So one of the bills that would ban TikTok is being pushed, as we said, by senators in both parties. It's called the Restrict Act. Mark Warner of Virginia and John Thune of South Dakota, Democrat and Republican, introduced this legislation. Now, the bill is ostensibly about protecting American national security and ending, quote, foreign adversaries from interfering in our elections through apps like TikTok. Because, of course, election interference by Twitter and Facebook is no problem at all. But election interference from TikTok is totally unacceptable. Okay. But in reality, and you should know this if you're opposed to TikTok, as we are, this bill isn't really about banning TikTok. It's never about what they say it is. Instead, this bill would give enormous and terrifying new powers to the federal government to punish American citizens and regulate how they communicate with one another. For example, the bill would regulate, quote, certain transactions between persons in the United States and foreign adversaries. Now, what's a foreign adversary and who gets to decide? Oh, well, the Secretary of Commerce and the DNI, not the Congress, get to decide what foreign adversaries are. Well, that ought to trip a switch in your brain. And then the transactions with foreign adversaries would include, quote, any acquisition, importation, transfer, installation, dealing in, or use of any information and communications technology product or service, including ongoing activities such as mandated services, data transmission, software updates, repairs, or the provision of data hosting services. Well, that's pretty broad. Under this bill, if you engage in any of that with a so-called foreign adversary, as determined by, in this case, the Biden administration, that would allow the Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, and the Director of National Intelligence, April Haynes, to decide whether you're acting in the, quote, interest of a foreign adversary. Again, that's another term that the executive branch, the Secretary of Commerce, gets to define without the interference of Congress. So if the Biden administration decides that you're doing this, then the Secretary of Commerce can then enforce, quote, any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any transaction with any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. These covered transactions can involve, quote, current, past, or potential future transactions. And the mitigation measures include, but are not limited to, throwing American citizens in prison for 20 years. Think about that for a minute. So you would be allowing the executive branch, the Biden administration, to regulate speech on the internet. And if you are somehow involved with a, quote, foreign adversary, or let's say you oppose the war against Russia, you go to prison for 20 years. So this isn't about banning TikTok. This is about introducing flat-out totalitarianism into our system. Now, just because TikTok is so unappealing, just because it's a creepy, low-IQ Chinese plot designed to make our kids trans, and it is, that does not mean that the people trying to ban TikTok have your interests in mind. Oh, it definitely doesn't, or America's. Keep in mind, these are exactly the same people who drained our strategic petroleum reserve and, in fact, promote China at every turn. Now they're telling you they're against China. They're not. This is not an effort to push back against China. It's part of a strategy to make America much more like China. with the government in charge of what you read and see, and with terrifying punitive powers at their fingertips. Now, we've seen this before from the national security state again and again. Confronted with a foreign adversary, for example, after 9/11, the federal government uses the opportunity to expand their police powers over the American population. And they do it under false pretexts, and they do it quickly by whipping people into a panic. Usually that's rooted in some truth. TikTok is bad, sure. Al-Qaeda was terrible, of course. But these measures are not aimed at stopping the foreign threat. They're aimed at controlling the American population, and they rush it through. And they do it so quickly that no one ever explains how exactly does this preserve American national security. Now, according to Sandy Cortez, we really quote her, Congress has not even been briefed on any of this. Watch.
Usually when the United States is proposing a very major move that has something to do with significant risk to national security, one of the first things that happens is that Congress receives a classified briefing. And I can tell you that Congress has not received a classified briefing around the allegations of national security risks regarding TikTok. So why would we be proposing a ban regarding such a significant issue without being included on this at all? It just doesn't feel right.
Okay, so again, in case you think we've gone crazy and we're defending Sandy Cortez, we should point out that she is a tool of the national security state. She's out promoting a war against Russia, and anyone who asks questions is an ally of Putin, probably acting for motives that we find, well, abhorrent. But the question that she raises is real, and we want to be honest enough to say that. This may be one of those times, and they're common in Washington, where the solution has nothing to do with the problem and, in fact, degrades our free country and makes it something unrecognizable. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life.
That's just part of it. I mean, it's, you know, we went through that shit before with the Patriot Act and everything else, but I'm not done yet. So we got a ways to go here. I got a few more clips to flip, and we're going to get into some weird shit. Let's see here. Here we go. This is what just came out. This is a trucking company just fucking shit a brick. 140 fucking truck drivers gone in one day. Ain't that nice? There you go. Get ready for this.
We didn't run a trucking company just to move freight. We ran a trucking company to be careful.
Better get up on my way. This is start of a new day.
What's going on, Mother Truckers? Welcome to Mother Trucker News. Please email us at mothertruckernews@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys so much. You know, we just want to thank all the thousands of listeners and watchers out there. You know, we are going to be at Mid-America Truck Show, and we will be at the Texas Trucking Show as well. So you'll see updates of us there, and so we'll give you more detail about that. But today, I want to just give a final update to that news I gave last week that said, breaking news, 140 truck drivers just got let go. And that was a company called FreightWorks. And everybody was asking what exactly happened. At FreightWorks, the vice president, Joyce, broadcasted a video out to all their 200 employees, which 140 of them were truck drivers, that, yeah, they couldn't sustain anymore. So I couldn't get that video. And recently we just had a Megan. She says, not sure if anyone sent you this, but here you go. My husband worked there. So here's this heartfelt video. It's extremely sad, but I just want to show you guys, just to give you guys the full update, because there were just thousands of drivers that commented and just asked exactly what happened and asked to see this video. So here it is. Mother Truckers, comment down below, but 100%, you know, the economy is definitely at a very weak moment right now. And if you're doing spot market, you got to stop taking, you know, these cheap rates. I mean, it's just, you can't live working this way. And if we can all get together, then there can be a change. But Mother Truckers, just want to show you this video. And I would have to say, you know, kudos to the vice president of FreightWorks for the way they are handling and getting all their drivers home. And I thought that was an amazing thing, even though, you know, she had to let everybody go. Mother Truckers, let's get into this.
Last Tuesday, the world changed for me. I lay awake virtually all that night praying, trying to think if there was just one more thing we could do. At the same time, trying to find the words for this announcement. which has been written with many tears. That next morning, my first request to Josh was if I may be the one to tell my team, in the same form and fashion as when everything was going well. It's been an immense honor to lead this incredible team through the good times and through the tough times. February has always been our toughest month, but we hit unusually difficult headwinds 2 weeks ago. And until last Tuesday, we could still see a path forward. We still had hope we could pull through one more time. It is with much regret that I deliver this message. We're just not going to be able to pull through this one. The foundational values for which we run this company, integrity, dedication, excellence, transparency, will be the same values with which we close it. Josh agonized over this decision. His heart has always been the best for our people. One lesson he taught me over all these years, as we made business decisions, was that the company supported over 200 families, and our obligation was to run a viable and sustainable company that they could depend on. We're in an incredible freight recession. Some people in this industry have compared it to 2019. What we have experienced in these last 2 weeks is far worse for us than anything that 2019 was. We have survived previous freight recessions because we were largely insulated by our contract customers. 2 weeks ago, a few of those core customers abruptly demanded significant rate reductions, amounting to many millions of dollars. Further, in addition to those rate reductions, our volumes would be significantly cut. In spite of the reductions, we still had a vision, although dim, of a path forward. Until last Tuesday, a series of events that started on Tuesday morning pushed us past the point of no return. One of our largest customers pulled a significant percentage of our freight Tuesday morning, instantaneously. This had an immediate and very devastating impact on our ability to make payroll, let alone cover overhead, truck payments, other expenses. Several other events that same day compounded these already overwhelming challenges. In an incredibly weak freight market, we are simply unable to replace this lost freight with enough profitable work for us to be sustainable. Our execution and performance for our customers has always been superb. The concessions that were demanded were solely due to market pressures. It had nothing to do with the performance of our outstanding team. At this point, we feel the most honorable path that we can take for the benefit of our employees, our customers, and our other stakeholders is an orderly closing of the company. If we don't do this now, it may end in our drivers being stranded and freight not getting to its destination. Our mission from here is to deliver our customers freight that's on the road. Make sure our entire team gets home safe and ensure that they receive their final paycheck. We will stop picking up loads immediately. It is very important to us to make sure that the millions of dollars of our customers' freight that's on the road right now, which is mostly perishable goods, is not ruined in the process of shutting down. Next, we will coordinate with each of our drivers on where to return the equipment, whether to one of our designated drop yards or taken to their home. We will make sure that everyone has the means to get home safe. We are committed to ensuring that every driver is paid through the final delivery. Additionally, we ask for the driver's help. Those who assist us in delivering their loads will provide a $500 bonus once we've received the signed bill of lading. I realize that this announcement is life-changing for everyone associated with FreightWorks. We know you have obligations and need to be able to move quickly to your next opportunity. I simply and humbly ask for your help to make sure the freight is delivered and the equipment's left in a safe location. We are unquestionably committed to ensure that our team gets paid for the work that they do. Our prayers, my prayers, are with each of you, with your families. I have faith that God has a plan for your life. He provided us this opportunity to labor together for a season. And for that, I am truly honored to have walked this road with each of you. We didn't run a trucking company just to move freight. We ran a trucking company to take care of people. The relationships we formed are what really matters. Josh and I personally want to thank you. Whether behind the wheel, sitting at a desk, or turning a wrench, thank you for everything you did each and every day. What God created here doesn't go away just because the freight stops moving.
So there gives you an example of what's going on. That was posted 8 days ago, and I took a look at the company, and they're done. It's happening rapidly, rapidly. Shipping is becoming a fucking issue. The cost of fuel and everything is coming up to bite its ass now. I mean, the price of fuel has been up for the past 2 years, so it's finally coming to creation now where it's going to get fucking bad. I mean, it's just bullshit. But that, and of course, now they're trying to control you, what you say, what you can say, can't say. It's just no fucking end to these people, man. I mean, there's nothing good for us. Why is that? Why is it became this such, totalitarian fucking regime of people? I don't get it. But anyway, I got one more clip I want to flip, and we're going to get into this crazy shit. Anyway, this is one. This one here is about Deutsche Bank. It ain't looking too fucking good for Deutsche Bank now. That's another bad fucking hit. That bank collapses. We are so fucked. So here we go. Let's crack into this one.
$1 trillion is a lot of money. If you stacked $1 billion bills on top of one another, the pile would be 67.9 miles high. But if you stacked $1 trillion bills on top of one another, the pile would be 67,866 miles high. And if you lined up $1 trillion bills end to end, the line of dollar bills would be a staggering 96,906,656 miles long. That is longer than the distance from the Earth to the Sun. $1 trillion is such a vast amount of money, it's truly difficult to comprehend. But as you will learn today, that much money has already been pulled out of vulnerable U.S. banks over the past year. Hordes of small and mid-sized banks are now in trouble. And that is really bad news, because those institutions issue most of the mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards that our economy runs on. The other day, I asked my viewers to imagine what our country will look like if the banking system implodes and the economy plunges into a depression. Because if our banks continue to collapse, that is precisely where we are headed. Unfortunately, the recent banking panic has greatly accelerated matters. In fact, a whopping $98.4 billion was pulled out of U.S. banks during the week ending March 15th. The readout, released shortly after the market closed Friday, came around the same time as new Fed data showed that bank customers collectively pulled $98.4 billion from accounts for the week ended March 15th. That would have covered the period when the sudden failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank rocked the industry. Just think about that, eh? Nearly $100 billion in deposits evaporated in just 1 week. And it turns out that small banks were being hit the hardest. Unsurprisingly, big banks actually saw enormous inflows. Data show that the bulk of the money came from small banks. Large institutions saw deposits increase by $67 billion, while smaller banks saw outflows of $120 billion. The withdrawals brought total deposits down to just over 17.5 trillion and represented about 0.6% of the total. Deposits have been on a steady decline over the past year or so, falling $582.4 billion since February 2022, according to seasonally adjusted Fed data released Friday. Earlier this week, Powell also sought to assure the public that the banking system is safe. He said, "You've seen that we have the tools to protect depositors when there's a threat of serious harm to the economy or to the financial system. And we're prepared to use those tools," Powell said Wednesday during a news conference that followed the Fed's decision to hike benchmark interest rates another quarter percentage point. "And I think depositors should assume that their deposits are safe." Powell noted that deposit flows have stabilized over the past week, following what he called powerful actions from the Fed to backstop the system. That article didn't give numbers for mid-sized banks, but it appears likely that they experienced large outflows as well. J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. analysts estimate that the most vulnerable U.S. banks are likely to have lost a total of about $1 trillion in deposits since last year, with half of the outflows occurring in March following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The uncertainty generated by deposit movements could cause banks to become more cautious on lending, they wrote. Regulators closed SVB and Signature Bank earlier this month, marking the second and third largest failures in U.S. banking history, respectively. The speed at which customers withdrew their money from the two banks sparked concern of bank runs spreading to other institutions, prompting U.S. authorities to backstop their deposits. The failures amplified worries among customers who rushed to move their money to bigger banks that were perceived to be safer and hold a greater share of insured deposits. Of the $17 trillion of total U.S. bank deposits, nearly $7 trillion are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corps, FDIC, the J.P. Morgan analyst wrote. "This really is a banking meltdown, and it has been going on for quite some time. And as Bill Ackman has aptly noted, if something is not done, our small and mid-sized banks are headed for disaster. Consider recent events impacting on the long-term cost of equity capital for non-systemically important banks, where you can wake up one day as a shareholder or bondholder and your investment instantly goes to zero. When combined with the higher cost of debt and deposits due to rising rates, consider what the impact will be on lending rates in our economy. The longer this banking crisis is allowed to continue, the greater the damage to smaller banks and their ability to access low-cost capital. Trust and confidence are earned over many years, but can be wiped out in a few days. I fear we are heading for another train wreck. Hopefully, our regulators will get this right." There are more than 4,000 banks in the United States right now, and the vast majority of them rapidly losing deposits. As a result, U.S. banks are being forced to turn to the Fed for help at a very frightening rate. Banks have been flocking to emergency lending facilities set up after the failures of SVB and Signature. Data released Thursday showed that institutions took a daily average of $116.1 billion worth of loans from the central bank's discount window, the highest since the financial crisis, and have taken out $53.7 billion from the Bank Term Funding Program. Meanwhile, the banking crisis in Europe has taken another very alarming turn. On Friday, shares of Deutsche Bank plunged due to renewed concern about the stability of Germany's biggest bank. Deutsche Bank shares fell on Friday following a spike in credit default swaps Thursday night as concerns about the stability of European banks persisted. The Frankfurt-listed stock was down 14% at one point during the session, but trimmed losses to close 8.6% lower on Friday afternoon. The German lender's Frankfurt-listed shares retreated for a third consecutive day and have now lost more than a fifth of their value so far this month. The emergency rescue of Credit Suisse by UPS in the wake of the collapse of U.S.-based Silicon Valley Bank has triggered contagion concern among investors, which was deepened by further monetary policy tightening from the U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday. Deutsche Bank led broad declines for major European banking stocks on Friday, with German rival Commerzbank shedding 9%, while Credit Suisse, Societe Generale, and UBS each fell by more than 7%. Barclays and BNP Paribas both dropped by more than 6%. In an uncertain economic environment, and with investor confidence remaining fragile, there is a risk that policymakers will be unable to curtail the current turmoil without longer-lasting and potentially severe repercussions within and beyond the banking sector, the ratings agency Credit Strategies team said. Even before bank stress became evident, we had expected global credit conditions to continue to weaken in 2023 as a result of significantly higher interest rates and lower growth, including recessions in some countries. It'll be interesting to see if Credit Suisse or Deutsche Bank ends up going under first. Of course, the politicians continue to tell us that everything is just fine. In fact, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is insisting that there is no reason to be concerned. It's a very profitable bank, he told reporters in Brussels, where EU leaders issued a joint statement describing the European banking system as resilient, with strong capital and liquidity positions. Deutsche Bank declined to comment. Once upon a time, we were told that Lehman Brothers would be just fine. And earlier this month, we were told that Silicon Valley Bank would be just fine. But it isn't just a few isolated banks that are in trouble these days. Right now, the entire system is coming apart at the seams. And Steve Quayle is warning that things will really kick into high gear in April. The word collapse is a great word. And the other word that comes with collapse is calamity. With the collapse and calamity underway, people think, well, as long as it doesn't touch me, I'll be okay, or I'll be dead. My kids will have to deal with it. What a selfish way to deal with the biblical times we live in. I think we are in big trouble with this banking situation that will really kick into high gear in April. You may not have much sympathy for the banks, and I understand that. But what's going to happen to our economy when the flow of mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards is greatly restricted? Our country has already been torn to shreds like a $20 suit, and economic conditions are still relatively stable. So, what's going to happen when we do fall into a very deep economic depression? These are such perilous times, and they're only going to get more difficult in the months ahead. What are your views? Let us know in the comments, and thank you for watching.
Ah, yes. The joy of life, isn't it wonderful? You know, I imagine if we didn't pay attention to this bullshit, we wouldn't have the problems we're thinking about. But, you know, it's just simple fact. I mean, since Biden got in office, this shit has become upon us. Why? You know, what is the point? Why can't we just live in peace and fucking harmony, man? What seems to be the goddamn problem with that? Why do we want to be such cocksuckers and fuck things up? You know, but that just seems to be the way the fuck they want it. So, well, I guess we have to live with it. So, all right, with that said, I'm going to kick on these phone lines as you were talking. I know Mikey's one out and who the other one is. But anyway, you know, I don't care. I just turn the phone lines on and talk and say whatever the fuck you want. For now. I might have to kill my mixer. I might have to get rid of Mixer. I might not be able to be on that format no more because we're a foreign company. It's based out of England, you know. So who knows? Who fucking knows? Anything you do, well, if you go to Walmart, you bought something from fucking China. You know, you didn't buy anything anymore, you bought it from fucking China. You know, from China.
From Vagina?
Vagina, yeah.
Vagina, yeah. They're the Vachinese.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the economy, like that one clip I played about that trucking company, you know, they lost 200, they had to lay off 200 employees, which don't sound like much money or many people, but in reality, it ain't them. It's the shipping cost. And the product manufacturing sector, it's fucking weak. So they don't have no product to ship. You know what I mean? You're going to start seeing the grocery stores really fucking soon. You're going to start, April is going to be the month. I guarantee it. Because once I seen that clip, I started looking around at other companies, other trucking companies too, are shutting down. They can't. They're losing customers. Nobody wants to ship nothing no more. They can't afford it. It's not in the game.
Do I hear a gun?
No, I think it's Bill.
No, that's Mike.
That's Billy. Okay.
Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Bill.
I don't know where a gun's at. I have no idea. Did you try to call him on his phone?
I agree with you. He may be at Hooters.
He might be at Hooters or Walmart. That's where he roams at on a Monday.
Walmart.
That's kind of an odd time, Monday night. Maybe they have titty specials on Monday night at Hooters. You get two titties for a price of one titty.
Chicken titties.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you what. Today, I did a transport, and it was a vehicle, and it went up round trip was about 120 miles. So about a 60-mile trip. And I'm going to tell you what. People don't give a fuck no more how they drive. I mean, they drive like total fucking retards. There was this black car zipping in and out of shit. This is not just this motherfucker. There's a bobtail tractor, you know, tractor trailer, just tractor, no trailer on it. This motherfucker kept going over into the left-hand lane. So anyway, these cars, four or five of these motherfuckers are doing this shit, you know, passing up to one lane to the next lane, back and forth, lane to lane to lane to lane to lane to get around past people and shit. Well, anyway, as we're heading down this hill, mountain, I seen fucking blue and red lights flashing. Oh, fuck. So I got over in the left-hand lane, slowed down to 50, and cruised on. And, of course, there's a car on my right-hand side getting ready to fly down this motherfucking road down. This motherfucker finally realized it's a state trooper sitting down there. You know, in the state of Missouri, you fucking blow by one of them motherfuckers, you're done. I guarantee it. You blow past one of them fuckers, they got somebody stopped in the road, you're fucked. They will fuck you up, okay? So anyway, the motherfucker finally decided to swing over. But anyway, when we got down to the police car, we seen that little black car we seen fucking around it being stupid. So he must have got Steve Wood Trooper sitting there and fucking got him. You know, good motherfucker, you deserve what you got. So anyway, I'm off the highway and I'm on Highway 160 and I'm up close to my house. I'm maybe about 5-6 miles from my house. And there's a lot of turns and twists around here in these hills and shit like that. Well, all of a sudden, here comes a fucking Dollar General tractor trailer in my fucking lane. And I'm pulling a 22-foot trailer behind my truck, you know what I mean? So I had to go into the grass. Thank God there was some grass there, because most of the areas around here, there ain't nowhere to go. You know what I'm saying? You have a white line and a cliff. That's it. You have no fucking nowhere to go. I'm like, mother fuck, man, people. Motherfucker. But I said, you know, as tight as money's getting, we should have wished that motherfucker would have hit us. We would have got rich.
Call one of these. Oh, have you been hit by an 18-wheeler?
Right.
One of those type of lawyers.
Yep.
But you've been right about all this stuff with the economy for a decade or more, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better, if it gets better at all. You know, and to tell you the truth, the only way it does get better is if Trump wins.
That's the only way.
That's the only way. We know that Biden, he may have his dementia problems, but we know he's bought and paid for by the Chinese, among others. We know that. And if the Chinese want our banking system to fail, it's going to fail.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Here's a new story that came out. Tesla truck drivers for Tesla went on strike. You believe that shit?
How about that?
Food stamps, Social Security, what's going on with that shit?
This has popped up. Disney begins laying off 7,000 employees.
Who is?
Disney.
Disney? That don't surprise me. That don't surprise me. Nobody can afford to go there. I wonder what it costs to go to that motherfucker. You know what I mean? People ain't got the money no more to go out and have fun. Fun money's over, you know? They're seeing it here in Branson, Missouri. You know, we stay about local people, but we don't see no actual people from out of state and shit rolling in here that much anymore. You know, Branson used to be a mecca. I mean, money-making fucking area, but it's them days are over. That's it. It's fucking done.
I don't see it as necessarily a bad thing that's happening. I mean, it is. It's hard. It's harder for other people, definitely. But I think in the long run, it's probably best.
Really, the banking system should have failed in 2008, and then they bailed it out then.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It should have failed. Well, in 2008.
Yeah, I remember that was that housing market. That was from Bush. And, you know, that there alone, that money's never been paid back. That was a major, massive bailout. That money's never came back. You've never heard a word about it coming back. You know what I mean?
Nope.
And now you got where SBB has fucking been bailed out. And they backed up all the depositors.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking millions of dollars. We're not talking about a $250,000 threshold that you got with the fucking FDIC. You're talking about every motherfucker that lost millions of dollars, the government's bailing them out. Biden's plan is he's going to make these banks charge more fucking fees. You know what I mean? And he's going to pay for it? You, us, again.
Yeah.
We get double fucked every time it turns around. We got to pay these fees, plus we done paid it out of the tax money. The recouping the money we done lost, we got to pay. We have to pay. See, either way, we're fucked. It doesn't matter who the fuck it is. It always comes out of the taxpayer. The taxpayer always fucking eats shit. You know what I'm saying?
But when all this stuff was coming out in 08, this was happening before during the run-up to the November election that year, and what's his... Fucking McCain shuts down his campaign to come past the bailouts through Congress, you know, through the House and Senate. Oh, I'm a liberal Republican. I want to spend a lot of money, and I want to help the Democrats. You know, he never wanted to win that election, McCain. You know, that this is a guy, these people, these establishment, whatever fucking Republicans, that's another thing. I was watching this afternoon, I was watching fucking, what's the guy's name? Bannon, the War Room. And he's talking about, he had Matt Gaetz on there, and they're talking about trying to cut some spending so that they don't have to raise the debt ceiling. Right?
Right.
So which would be a smart move, prioritizing payments and all that stuff, but it would be a smart move. Well, it's not just the Democrats, but there's these freaking establishment of Republicans that want to spend money, you know, that don't want to do that. They want to spend the money. They want to raise the debt ceiling. Well, we really can't afford to do that. We can't afford to raise the debt ceiling. We don't have the money. Right?
Well, but you remember, Biden is blowing money like a fucking madman. You know, people don't realize that, man, really. They say by, 2037, there'll be over $110 trillion in the fucking hole. We're already above level where we can't pay it back now, as it is. So what does that tell you? The United States government is owned by a corporation. You,
yep.
you follow me? That's what the fuck the deal is here. You know?
The president of Kenya, I think it was a week ago or so, literally made an announcement on their state TV or whatever that Kenyans should be getting out of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, within the next couple of weeks. Spend your dollars
yeah.
now. Get rid of them. You know.
yeah, right.
Now, obviously the dollar is more powerful than Kenyan money. So I don't know what he's thinking, except for dollars are scarce. They can't have many dollars anymore. You know, dollars.
But you gotta figure too. China, Germany, Russia are not trading with American money anymore. You know what I mean? So that there's more to this than people know. The media ain't talking about this shit, man. They're not talking about it at all. They don't want to get everybody in a panic.
Look what happened in Philadelphia, or Buck County.
Right.
Day before yesterday or yesterday. Okay, they had some kind of latex chemical, all right, for paint, whatever.
Right.
So they're like, okay, the water's testing fine. But you're on the safe side, you might want to drink bottled water. Well,
mm-hmm.
Bucks County and Philadelphia went into a panic. Get a bottle
right.
of water in Philadelphia right now. You can't get a bottle of water. You can't find
right.
a bottle of water in this store.
Right.
But the facts were that they just, did what they needed to do with water. They filled up that vat, okay, which was good for, 3 days. Of supplying water, they knew that wasn't contaminated, but they
uh-huh.
still put out. Did you see the photo of the story? It looks like the end of the world. The photo that they used.
Oh yeah,
I think I said
yeah.
it. Now
I no, I seen
you?
It. I seen the shit when they run a stick in the bottom of a creek and shit like that. And it comes up rainbowed and shit. Well, yeah, okay.
Well, no, it's Ohio. Plus, Philadelphia was connecting it to Ohio.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But
oh, yeah, absolutely.
The whole thing was it sent the city into panic.
Right. But you never heard nothing about it, Billy. You never heard nothing about that. I didn't hear nothing about it on the fucking news.
Well,
never
you know,
mentioned
I,
about Philadelphia.
You know where I get my news from, dude? Local news.
Mm-hmm.
Local news.
Yeah, but I'm saying it never made
right.
national news. That's what I'm telling you. It never mentioned, never made it to national news.
Right. Well, it wasn't
local
that big
news,
of a
yeah.
deal. Big ass deal. All right. Like with the story with the picture of the end of the world. Okay. You know, on it, and I was just like, wow, they're really trying to panic people, aren't they? And
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened, is people panicked. They all ran out to Walmart and supermarkets to buy up all the bottled water. But the fact was, the water coming out of the tap at the time was safe to drink.
Mm-hmm. That makes no sense.
They just treated a whole shitload of water. It goes into a whole other area, okay, before the spill even happened. So they had 3-day water supply, treated water. But they still said, but be on the safe side, even though we know this water's safe, you know, that's going through the taps right now, we recommend you drink bottled water. Everyone freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so it's like every day now. Every day it's something. Like today was the you know, this crazy 27-year-old goes into a, you know, a religious school or whatever and starts killing people.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about? I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
So every day it's something else that's just, and it just stresses people out more and more and more. Like when I was on Messenger with Mike, you know, he was like, you don't understand preppers. And it's like, it's not preppers anymore, really. I didn't know how to explain it to him besides people are scared.
Right.
All this stupid shit's happening. You know, they blow it out of proportion sometimes to the point where it's just ridiculous just to get people get more scared. And, you know, that's just how it is. But the mainstream media, I don't watch it anymore at all. It's all propaganda, their opinion, how they want you to think. They want
the talking heads. I call it the talking heads. You know?
Yep, don't need it. You know, I could think for myself. You know? I mean, I've seen it on some people that I follow on YouTube. I pay attention. And you can hear it in their voice. You can just hear it in the stress. The stress that's in their voice is unbelievable. And it's like, look, man, you know, if a big-ass asteroid hit the planet, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You going to dig a hole in the ground for yourself and hope you survive? I mean, let it go. You're going to die someday anyway. Stress over it.
Right.
I'm going to party like it's 1999.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Hooters close early, Gun? What's up, man?
No, nothing. I just got in. He walked in the door a while ago.
Walmart. Goddamn. Fuck, that's wrong.
No. Hooting.
You was at Hooters?
Hooting.
Okay, I figured this would buy one, get one titty free tonight. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that should be coming up. Pretty soon, better be.
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm telling you, the economy's fucking. You know, you missed a couple clips I played earlier. Fucking trucking company just fucking folded, fucking like a cheap suit. 200 people fucking lost their jobs because of shipping.
Oh, great.
Because of shipping, you know, they're losing customers. You know, and they're not. You know, they're the lady mentioned about them wanting to do deep cuts, you know, on the shipping. And they could go so far with that there again, but they can't do it no more, you know. Then one of their biggest clients fucking just said, fuck you, we're done. That's it. We're done. And Tesla has got a strike going on right now at Tesla on their truck drivers.
Well, did you see that article where Ford lost $4 billion last year on electric vehicles? I put it to four, I think.
Those electric vehicles are losing balls.
And they're going to, they even said they're going to lose for the next 3 years. What the fuck are you, that's
and,
insane.
You know, Ford was one company, Ford was one company that never got bailed. Remember that crisis we had years ago when the fuck companies were going fucking under like fucking cheap suits and the government came in and bailed them out, you know?
Yep.
Like GM and Chrysler.
Yeah, but they didn't bail Ford out.
There was no bailing out Chrysler. Ford didn't never get bailed out. Ford never did bail out.
I got to hand it to Ford. They did pretty good on that one.
They did. But now, we all want to be part of the EV revolution because we think it's marketable, and it's not. You know, I've seen cars around in my area with these fucking goddamn Teslas. Matter of fact, I seen one the other day sitting on the side of the fucking road, you know. I said, that's got to suck to be him, you know. I can take a can and go get some gas and put in that motherfucker. That ain't going to happen.
Nope.
You better drag you a fucking generator out there.
I want to see a fuel can, 5 gallons of electricity. I want to see that. Yep. 5 gallons of electricity.
You're making me think, Gunslinger. They do make power packs, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they make power packs, but they're a battery. But I'm saying 5 gallon gas can, you know, like gas can. Oh, 5 gallons of electricity, please.
Well, you can plug in your cell phone and get 1/10 of a mile.
Hell, there you go.
All right, have flip up wind generator. You know, flips up out of the top of the roof of the car and it starts spinning. That'd be your best bet.
Wind generator.
And hope to fuck you some wind. I don't know. It's all a fucking joke. I mean, Tesla made his money. I mean, that guy made his money. I mean, I get it.
Ten times over.
Yeah,
but
it's just a fad. It's a fucking fad. And with the government, the government doing this shit, that they're talking to everybody, they need to be this and that and this and that. That ain't nothing to do with fucking helping you or helping the country or helping society. That is because it's a failure. You know, I'm an electrician. I'm an electrical fucking engineer. You know,
well,
I mean,
me too. Geez, I can say that these things don't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not just that. They could work if they would allow it to happen. If they would allow it to fucking happen. You know, like I said before, if you had four alternators running on that motherfucker, each truck could spin an alternator, you have endless amount of power. Endless.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they want you to plug up motherfucker up and all this other shit. I mean, when you can't come back to the fundamentals of any other gas-burning car, you know, a lot of people, I explained to them, look here, that gas-burning car, when that battery starts that motherfucker, it has nothing else to do with it. Nothing. It doesn't power the radio. It doesn't power the fucking blower.
Nope.
It don't power nothing. It all goes to the alternator. The alternator does it all.
Yep.
That's why it's alternate. It's alternating current. That means it can send signal. It can send voltage out in different directions. That's what it does. You know, one sends some to the computer, some goes to other parts of the car. You know, and then, of course, you have one going to the battery.
It's not all AC. It's got the four-wave bridge rectifier in it that rectifies it to DC. Initially, it puts out AC, because of the alternator. But it has to go through the rectifier for the
radio
DC and everything.
Right. You need to get more voltage, and you can bring it down. That's the whole point. Right. But that's what it is. It all makes the current. It's got three different legs of fucking power coming out of that bitch. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's all the same voltage, the rectifier, right? So that, what do they call it, fucking thing? It's not a stator.
Full wave bridge rectifier.
Yeah, it is a rectifier, but it's another name for it. Yeah, and I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, it's the same thing. It's just a different fucking name. Right, you know. But anyway, the point being, if you could self-generate the car, no problem. But here's the problem we got with this electric cars, is the batteries. You know, the batteries are fucking dangerous. I mean, and what are you going to do with them when they're done? What are you going to do with that battery when it's fucking done using? You can't use it no more. So you're stuck with a bunch of these fucking batteries that are not a fucking chemical meltdown. Okay. You're going to bury them in the ground?
You know, back 25, 30 years ago, there was this fucking car with solar panels on it and shit. You know, and they were saying, well, this car can run on solar energy and this, that, and the other. And it's like, okay, what happens when the solar panel, you know, gets old and stops? Because solar panels don't last a long time. They don't. And it's like, no.
You're not even going to get 10 years out of it. The first year, it's going to start to going to start degrading.
I'm not 10 years old. And they still work as good as the day that I got. I think a solar panel is about 20 years.
Over a week or two, they start fucking up.
The efficiency of it.
Yeah, they're not going to pull the voltage.
Yeah, sure, they may last 20 fucking years, but you got to look at the efficiency at 20 fucking years.
You know the best thing to put on a solar panel? Rain-X.
I've had solar panels for 10 years. They're all operating fine. But one thing I did learn, okay, you're not gonna power the country on solar panels and wind.
No, I've said that a million times. I said that for the past 1,000 years. You ain't going to do it.
I need 1,500 watts of panels, okay, to basically, you know, run a mobile home, a single wide mobile home. 1,500 watts of panels.
Here's the problem. Yeah, here's the deal. It depends on the area or the environment. Up there where you are, you don't have a hot, intense sun like down here in Texas or Arizona or California or anything like that.
And the hotter
the environment, the lower the efficiency of those solar panels. It's already been proven. I mean, look it up.
Yeah.
That's electric 101.
Yeah, I tested solar for over 20 years, and that's, you know, solar's good for small applications.
But they deplete.
They do deplete quick, and it's just like, you know, that glass gets hazy, it's fucking done, man. There's like no way around, or dust or dirt or fucking anything.
I had some panels, Ron, because you have to over panel, because when it does get cloudy out, you know, you're pulling in 2 amps instead of, you know, 20 or 30 amps.
And that exponentially increases your cost on the solar panels to make up for what you're losing. See, it doesn't even make common sense.
I agree with you, Billy. I understand what you're saying, brother. I get that. I understand. But the point is, I'm saying, as far as an investment of power, a whole home, it's like that. What you see, all these solar companies out there now trying to sell this shit. You know, they're fucking bullshit. It's a bullshit scam.
You would save thousands upon thousands of dollars just doing it yourself. And it's very simple to do. It's not hard to do at all.
Right. But these companies are out selling these panels because now the market's there because the government told you so.
Yep.
You know, that's what it's all about. Not that it's efficient and not that it's going to work very good. I know a lot of people that have got them and they fell into the trap and are in debt like fucking $65,000 for these panels. And they were told that they're not going to have a power bill anymore and shit like that. But they don't. It will sufficiently run the house, but they fuck up a lot. They constantly have a problem with them. So they try to get technicians out there to get to work on them. They can't get them fucking out there to work on them, motherfuckers. And it's a pain in the ass. I mean, it's all
it's
bullshit.
Scam.
It's a scam. Absolutely a scam, right.
That's
didn't the panels are Chinese? They're Chinese as a motherfucker, you know, and they're junk. You know, the only good solar panel on the market is Sony. That's the only solar panel worth the fuck, you know.
Sony has developed decent panels. The ones I have worked fine. Like I said, what I've noticed is you have to have a way to store power for them really, really bad days, like when you have snow and shit.
Right.
You know, you go out and clean your solar panels off. By the time you walk back in the door, they're covered again in snow.
There's my point.
You just made the point. Hell, a flock of birds could fly over and shit on the goddamn things and reduce it by 30%. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to go out there and clean the bird shit off the goddamn solar panels before you get
right.
And you'll never go get 100%.
Take a lot of
nothing is never 100%. There's nothing in electrical, there's nothing 100%. You know that.
No. I have a wind turbine, and it's not 100%. That don't happen. But the thing is, I have the capacity of batteries. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I have a capacity, you know. But there are times, and it don't do it either. There's times we had to kick a generator on. You know, to charge the batteries.
Or you have to have... You know, watts backed up. You know.
Well, yeah, you get that backup. You get the battery. Yeah, that's what's wrong. Yeah, batteries. Yeah.
I have a big meter backup. I can run for fucking 3-4 days with nothing, without worrying about anything.
It's on battery. But
there again, if the wind don't blow, the sun don't shine, I don't do dick. You know what I mean? But anyway, these Sony panels that I have. I think I paid about $900 a piece for these bad motherfuckers. But here's the deal with these.
Yeah.
And yes, I clean them. I do. I put Rain-X on these fuckers to stop that problem. You know what I mean? And wax them, all kinds of shit. I mean, I make sure these bitches stay crystal clean. But anyway, the thing with them is, the thing is with them type of panels is they are so sensitive, even the fucking moonlight will generate. You see what I mean? That's a real solar panel. Moonlight. It will fucking any glimmer of light, and bitches will fucking juice up. Yeah, that's why I said. And they're expensive, but they're worth it. You see what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It can be a cloudy day, and they're generating. It doesn't matter. It's fucking crazy, you know. But I mean, it had to be. If it's pitch blackout, well, fuck, nothing's gonna work. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, Harbor Freight. This is a funny fucking little story. Harbor Freight. They used to have them 75-watt panels. Now they get the 100-panel kit. But yeah, fucking hell, those panels, they're made by a top-notch company, believe it or not. They're made by a really known company. And what the fuck is the name of those fuckers? And they'll work good, but there again, they do have the problem again of getting dingy and fucking up. They just don't produce. But they're a very good panel. I mean, they're real good sensitive. And the newer ones, I don't think are as good. I mean, you get the more wattage, but what is the name of that fuckers, man?
Jesus. Well, you know what? Here's another problem with these people that goes out there and, you know, says, oh, yeah, you invest $65,000 in solar panels. They got an all-electric goddamn house. You think them solar panels are going to fully power an all-electric house? No. You'd have to have a battery bank to fill up your goddamn garage. Electric hot water heater, dryer, washing machine, oven.
You could do it. You could do it. But here's the problem. What they're doing, they're putting on these, like, these fucking big Tesla batteries in these houses and shit like that. Yeah. Well, they only last for so long. Right? And for $65,000, I had a buddy of mine that got into that shit. He goes, oh, yeah, it's Home Solar. They're a well-known company. I'm going to go to this solar power my house, and I won't have a power bill ever again. I said, okay, what is your power bill average? He goes, oh, about $150 a month. I said, how much do they want to pay me in a month? $385. How long?
$385.
60 fucking years, man. Yeah. 60 motherfucking years.
60 years.
Yep. And they want you to put they're going to put a lien on your house. And if you fail to make a payment on that fucking the solar system, they can come take your house from you.
Damn.
Contract. Yeah, you want to talk about a fucking. Yeah.
Why don't they just hold a gun to your head? Why don't they just hold a gun to your head?
Absolutely.
Sign it, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, one time, this is funny as hell. But anyway, I got the guy out of the contract. I got him out of it because before the 30 days, you know what I mean? In the state of Missouri, you can back out of contract in 30 days. Most states are like that. Well, anyway, and I threatened the guy with a fraud. I mean, you're committing an act of fraud, motherfucker. Well, anyway, one day, I was here at the farm. I just got in and fucking got in. There's another car sitting there in the driveway and shit. And this guy's talking to my mom and pop, you know, and stuff like that. And he introduced himself to me. Yeah, my name's Joe Blow, whatever the fuck it is. I'm a solar expert, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay, that's cool, man. I said, listen, you know where this house is sitting here? We can panel this thing up, and it'll be, you have all the power you ever need, and, you know, and all that stuff like that. Anyway, the guy's, you know, trying to run this shit to me, and he don't know who I am. He doesn't know who I fucking am, you know what I mean? And I said, well, what about wind power? He goes, well, wind power just ain't that good, because the wind ain't very good here in Missouri, and, you know, just don't happen much like that. And where I'm sitting in this lawn chair, I'm looking at my wind turbine. Apparently, this guy didn't see that big fucking wind turbine when he rolled in there. I mean, he must have totally fucking missed it. You know what I mean? So, anyway, so I, you know, I asked him, so what's the deal? Well, it was like 35-year payment deal and all this shit. I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, your solar panels are fucking absolutely fucking worthless. You know, and he goes, oh, yeah, they're good. But I said, dude, first off, let me stop you where you're fucking going, okay, on this shit. You need to tell, well, I'm a, you know, Nick's a police officer. I don't give a fuck who you are. You ain't Nick's a bitch. You're in Taney County, Missouri. Anyway, I said, sir, I'm an electrical engineer. Okay, I'm a turbine designer. You know, I understand solar. I understand wind. I understand hydro. I know every aspect of fucking electricity from the fucking kite to the fucking water. You know, so it doesn't matter, you know. So I said, when you pull up here, did you not see that wind turbine? You know, and I said another thing. Walk around the house and you'll see the wind turbine. And I said another thing. Show me the meter on the house. Show me where the power meter is on this house. You know, I made him look like a fucking dumbass. I mean, real bad. So then he started talking to me about the wind turbine. I said, yeah, well, it works pretty efficient. It's 2,000 watts. It kicks out 17 kilowatt or 17 amps. And then, of course, this battery bank, and here's a fucking, it's a 12 by fucking 20 foot shed. And one side is an array of batteries on one side and an array of batteries on the other side. And it's got a centrifugal switch to where one side charges up, the other side kicks on, and it powers the house, and the other side charges it back and forth. You know what I mean? And it's a slide switch. Nice. It's automatic. What happens, it'll come over to the other set of batteries, but it won't disconnect from the other batteries until it's completely engaged. In other words, there ain't no on and off flash in the house. You know what I mean? You follow me?
Right.
Right, so both batterings are on and one kicks off. But anyway, and he's like, fuck, he was in shock. He goes, holy shit, it's massive. Yeah, well, like I told you, I'm an electrical engineer. That wind turbine, you're looking at one of my designs, and I've sold thousands of them, you know. And it's a big head. It's big. It's a dual armature generator. It's got two fucking banks in it, you know. And it's all earth batteries. Mm-hmm. Ball bearings, you know, for the fucking bearings. They're ball bearings. Not no fucking little goddamn little ring of bearing bullshit, you know. I said, this thing will actually live about 25 years, whatever needs anything done to it.
But I mean, once a year we service it, we put get a shot of grease and put it in the head every year. Ain't that something? Kind of crazy, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, how do you stop it from spinning? How do you get it down? That's why I lock it. He said, what do you mean you lock it? I said, I lock it. I lock the wind turbine up. He said, how do you do that? I said, put all three wires together. All three wires come off that wind turbine. You put them all together, it will lock itself. It's a magnetic force. It can't go against it. You know what I mean? He goes, wow, that's fucking neat, man. I said, you're just a solar fan of silver. You have no idea what you're even fucking selling, bro. And he finally admitted you're right. Don't. And I said, oh, that's, you know, you're trying to make money. I get it. I understand. But the problem is this shit don't work. And the funny part about it, this other solar company is trying to get in touch with me, trying to come out to talk to me about this shit. Here and again, okay. And I told this broad, I don't need solar panels. I mean, I have an alternative, you know, power situation there. I don't need you. But they're really trying to force me to do it. And I come to find out, I looked this shit up. We come to find out it's the same goddamn company. They got a bunch of shit called Home Solar. They got a bunch of shit. They were fucking not installing right. They were fucking not checking their shit, not fixing shit. And these people are getting payment after payment after payment. And ain't even using the shit. Ain't even fucking connected to it. And they're all connected to the grid. You know, I said, I'm seeing on the fucking news. Yeah, you're still connected to the grid? So you don't know what this fucking thing's doing. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Solar is good for small applications. You know, like electric fence. I love them for electric fences. I like them for boat docks. I like them for garages. But I'm not, as far as full power in my house, no fucking way. Too expensive. And just,
you could do it if you had a small house. It's a house trailer. I mean, you can do it. I can do it here.
Right.
I mean, I can do it here
because
I don't use that much fucking power.
Well, like Billy's cabin, he lives in water. Right. Well, he likes his mobile, but anyway.
Billy's trailer can do it. You know, he doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, the thing like what Billy's doing is he's cutting his cost by using that shit. He's cutting his power consumption. And that's good.
But you couldn't run a fully electric house, a 3,000, 4,000 square foot house, on just solar panels alone. It ain't gonna happen.
Well, it depends on the battery bank you got and how many panels you got, Gun.
A roof is only so big, you know.
You're out there with a fucking squeegee and a broom. You're out there with a squeegee every day to clean them.
Yeah, see? So
that's the problem with it, man. But maintainers on batteries and equipment out here in my place, the solar maintainers. You know, little square, little fucking panel, plugs up to the battery. There you go. Leave it on there. It only puts out maybe like 2 or 3
watts. You said that generator produces 3-phase. Your wind generator.
Yes, it is.
3-phase.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Most of them are. Most of them are 3-phase. The bigger ones.
Ain't big.
Put it this way: if you pick the head up by yourself, you better hold on to your nuts. You weigh close to about 300 pounds.
Wow.
So. I'll send you some pictures of it.
But 120,
140? No, it's around 3110. Yeah, 3110s, 330.
What? 230, 240, whatever. Yeah, 230. 330. Oh, 330,
right.
133,
330.
Yeah,
330. Yeah. Yeah. It's reduced down to a charge controller, but you got all three into the charge controller. The charge controller's putting out 12 volts, but it puts out more wattage, you know.
Yep.
It'll put out, you know, depends on the need on how many volts it's putting out, but it's only so many. It's only volts, you know, and wattage is what you're seeing, you know. But it does well. I mean, there's been days where I had no wind at all. And the solar had to kick on, and, you know, but the solar kicks on there once in a while anyway. It doesn't matter. But generally, the whole thing, is the way this is built, the thing with the bearings and using the dual armature in this thing, where it has two array of magnets in the head, it's gear reducted. The turbine, it spins, you know, the blades spin around. They're gear reducted, okay? So every time the thing spins around one time, the internal components spin 4. You follow me? Like a 10-speed bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's called gear reduction. You know, it's how it works. So, yeah. That's how you get more energy out of it by lower wind speed. You know, that was my problem.
Well, that's the way them big ones and wind turbines, you see,
yes.
You know, big batch,
right.
Wind, gear reduction.
Gear reduction, right. Yeah.
You know,
go ahead. Listen to you, Mike.
Well, what I was going to say, Ron, is a guy who was trying to sell you the things was getting really retarded. But the problem is for him is he didn't know that you were the king of the retards.
Well, yeah. You know? That was his problem. He didn't realize that he's fucking with the king. But the problem is the deal is most of those salesmen don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't. They're just trying to sell a package deal to people that have no fucking clue what it is. Selling solar panel systems like that is you won't have to pay a power bill no more. You know what I mean? And the majority of people don't like to spend money, but people are not thinking it through. When this motherfucker's telling me 60, 30 years to pay this bitch off, and most of these people they're targeting are fucking senior citizens. Maybe got 10, 20 years left to go. You know what I'm saying? So what happens?
Yeah.
They fucking die, the solar company comes takes the house. What a deal, huh? That's how it works. It's a fucking scam. And it's legal, though. It's a legal scam. Ain't that something?
I see all the commercials that come in here and say, look, Louisiana will pay you if you will go off solar, right?
On solar.
You know? Yeah. And it's like, okay. And it's like you say, most of the people who do this are older people. They're not going to be people like me who I'm only 50, right?
Right.
Where, you know, 30 years,
Mike, don't come for anybody, brother. But their main priority target is older people, right, that don't have no knowledge of this shit. And I've seen on my local news people had solar panels put in, the shit don't work. And it always comes from that company Home Solar, you know. And I've seen their trucks and cars going around shit, but they changed their name to something different now. And they've been calling me, trying to get me to fucking set up an appointment to meet one of these motherfuckers. And I even told the lady, ma'am, I said, dear, look, I'm an engineer. I don't need you. I don't need solar panels. I have my own panels, but I don't have a big bass array. I don't need fucking 30, 40 fucking panels. I don't need it. And if anyone in the right motherfucking mind knew what the hell they were doing, they wouldn't need them either. You know what I mean? You can listen. Okay. I got 6 panels. It cost me right close to fucking, $4,000, a little over $4,000. Okay. But they produce a lot of fucking power. You know what I mean? So each one's 1,000 watts a pop. You know what I mean? And they're expensive. The good ones are going to be expensive. And they're sensitive. I mean, they are sensitive. You know, the water heaters on my house, I have solar water heaters, okay, that I built myself. These are made by me, okay? And the thing is, I drain them in the winter. I don't run them through the wintertime. But anyway, through the summertime, I run them because here's the deal. What it does, because houses have hot water heaters, and there's only 12-volt water heaters. So, they take a long time to recoup. Because the lime is so thick here and fucking this water doesn't know where you're running. I'm living in Missouri Ozarks. I mean, rock. But anyway, the solar heaters hold 60 gallons of water. Okay? And that water's hotter than fuck coming out of them. Okay? And what happens, you know how you have cold water feeding your hot water heater and your hot water comes out?
Yeah.
But what my system is, how mine works, is the hot water is coming from them fucking solar water heater into the water tank. So the water heater never kicks on. You follow me? So, that's during the spring and fall. But in the summertime, we completely shut the water heater off. I have a bypass valve, right? You can shut off the water heater completely, and plus we turn it off. We just shut the power off to the motherfucker. Don't need it. And that's another thing you got to learn. When you're running on alternative power like this, there's a lot of things you've got to shut off. You can't have them. You know what I mean? You know, you can't, you need to shut shit off. You can't be running 20,000 fucking lights in a house and running fucking 20 heaters and, you know, and expect to go out there and weld a fucking goddamn hog pen. You know, ain't going to happen. You know, so.
Can't have your girlfriend with her vibrator on, so. You
know. No, no. Now, this house is running off the wind turbine. It's running two deep freezer, refrigerator. Of course, my computer, my office. Then, you know, we have it. That's it. You don't run nothing else. What do you need to run? Nothing. So,
well,
except see, the water.
Like Brown, when you were talking earlier about, you know, you got to be knowledgeable on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be right. You're not going to run your full size refrigerator freezer. I can run a DC freezer. I can run a DC refrigerator. You know,
right.
But that only pulls 40 watts when it's on.
Right.
You know,
well,
you could
run a full refrigerator if you got no capacity. Capacity.
Well, yeah, okay, as long as your inverter's big enough, as long as your inverter, but it's going to pull more power.
Right.
But
right.
DC to AC is 10 to 1. You're using 10
right.
AC amps for every, I'm sorry, using 10 DC amps for every one AC amp. But this guy I came across today, he switched over to the LiFePO 4 battery. Got 800 amp hours of LiFePO 4, but he's got him outside. And I asked him, I said, how cold does it get there? And he says, oh, it gets down into the front, you know, in the wintertime. And
right.
I said, listen, I said, them batteries can't be charged below 32 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, oh, he wrote a message saying, well, maybe I could put heat blankets on it. I said, yeah, but that's going to pull all your power.
Yeah, you're beating your meat. You're not. Yeah, you're fucking consuming
right.
power.
Right. I said you're better off. Bring it because they're designed to be inside, inside your house or inside
right.
whatever. Is to bring
right.
the battery and the charge controller inside the house, and then just run your because you've got nice amount of solar panels. Got a nice setup, and I said I would
right.
like to see damage them batteries because 800 amps of LiFePO 4, he spent thousands of dollars just on the batteries alone.
Yeah, right.
Like some of them have a low temperature sensor. So
right.
once the sensor senses that it's too cold, it stops charging the battery. So
right.
either way, you're not getting power from it. You get power off the battery when it's cold, like that.
Right.
But you can't charge them. You can't charge them, and that's he didn't realize.
Well, me with mine, since I have such a deep batteries too, you know, temperature is an issue. But you know what I got? Heat sinks. My heat sinks in my charging system, and it'll make that room warm. It won't be blazing, sweating hot. No. But it'll keep at least 45 degrees.
A heat sink takes heat away. But, you know, this guy had them in a shed basically outside.
Right. Right.
You know, and
right.
I'm sorry, 20 degrees. All right. If you don't have that sensor in there, you're going to damage your batteries.
Oh, yeah. You'll fuck them all. Right. Absolutely.
Now,
he had
lead acid batteries, because I have them too. I can't
right.
believe it, that system's still alive. It's like 13 years old, and it still works. I can't believe it.
Lead acid batteries are questionable. I've seen lead acid batteries last forever, and I see them go bad in a day, you know, type shit. You know?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got lucky. I only had to remove two batteries from that system that was
right.
They were bad, so they were creating a load on the whole battery bank. But
right.
once I took them two bad batteries out, it's like bam, you know. It's now it's a 600.
Yeah,
well,
you had a chokehold. You're choking out your shit. That's what.
That's what it's doing.
The batteries will choke you bad,
yeah.
And it ain't good. Well, mine
the batteries I got are
1600 amp batteries. You know, they're big batteries, not little car batteries. You know what I mean? These are big panel batteries. But they're gel. They're a gel battery, which makes a difference. But if they get below 32, like you said, they have fucking issues. You can fucking destroy one. you know, I don't, that don't work for me either. Right. But the heat sinks, are close to the battery panels where they get warm because they're on the same board. You know what I mean? So they keep a temperature. And the computer in my house, it tells me everything. It actually tells me the temperature of the batteries, how much voltage is in both banks. And it also tells me wind speed, wind direction of the wind turbine, and solar panels collection, how much voltage they're pulling. So I get everything in a computer that tells me all the things going on, which you need to have that. I mean, if you're going to do it like I'm doing, because I'm doing it kind of a big deal, but, you know, it's always good to watch your shit. You know, if you ain't watching it, you know, if you ain't watching it where the computer can kick in and shut shit down, you're playing roulette. You don't know. You know what I mean? Unless you're fucking with a small system. Your small system, you can do whatever you want. It ain't going to hurt much, you know. But when you start going into thousands and shit, you want to watch it. Protect it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I have the life of four batteries. So if the voltage is too high,
mm-hmm.
In the battery,
right.
No power.
Yes, right.
So
right.
High voltage, low voltage.
Right.
I have one.
Are you running fuse bars? Are you running fuse bars into that?
No, I'm just running straight solar power.
Yeah, I know. I understand, believe it. You ain't got a breaker fuse in the middle of all that shit.
In the back, I do.
Okay.
In the back, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the big breaker bar spikes looking things, clear glass case.
Yeah,
it's got a big
lead acid. I use a breaker box, and it's got regular fuses in it.
Right.
You turn them on and off.
Right.
Now with the four battery, that's got its own breaker in it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got, you know, like
right.
I said, the high voltage connect, disconnect.
All right. Well, I'm running fuse links, but I'm running fuse links into my system from my charge control to my batteries. You know what I mean? I'm running dual on that motherfucker because if something goes wrong with a charge control, I can kick them fucking fuses. You know, them big fat fuses.
I sent you guys a picture of on Skype of the one that's in my living room. I have.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I seen that. Right. Yeah.
And I just have a little small Chinese room divider.
Right.
You know, so you don't even see people come over.
I've seen it. It's cool. I mean, for what you're doing with it, you know, it's small. Yeah.
Well, that's just the one part.
But any amount of money you can save by less power consumption, the better. But here's the thing that really pisses me off about power companies. Is when they're charging that monthly goddamn fee. That pisses me off.
Delivery charge. Oh, my God.
Well, they call it meter maintenance in my world, you know. And,
no, there's
you
actually
know,
two
meter.
Of them.
You what?
There's two of them. There's two of them. There's a monthly base charge. That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Right.
Monthly. Whether
right.
you use it or not, you get charged a certain amount of money per month. But they
right.
got this fucking thing called a delivery fee. Okay, and it goes up exponentially with the amount of the bill. And I looked
right.
it up, and that means that they are charging you for the electrons, the electricity, you know, it's made out of
mm-hmm.
electrons, flowing through the generator, coming out of the generator, going through the fucking transformers, going down the wire, through the telephone poles, through the transformer outside your fucking door there and into
mm-hmm.
your house. You're being charged for that.
When it
and
blows like a river. And
about?
It flows like a river. Who the fuck is the hauler?
Like,
what do you want to call the power company?
And the more you use, that fucking charge goes up exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
If that ain't highway river. Robbery, I don't know what the fuck is.
Yes, that mm-hmm. is.
That is highway
it's
robbery.
Easy. Why do you think when I lost my job, I done scoped out the whole internal integrity of the whole fucking system, how it all works, all right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember, I was fresh out of college. I just came out of the field, you know, and fucking man is, a, I mean, what I understand electricity in 10 different thousand different fashions of ways you fucking get electric. It's all the same, except AC/DC, two different animals. But the business part is what I studied when I worked there. I watched how it worked, how it operates, what the fuck it's all about, you know? And the fucking cost of electric is bullshit. I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, it costs, okay, put it this way. If you have to spend $1 on electric, it costs the power company a dime. Mm-hmm. They make 90% mm-hmm. all the fucking time. 90%.
Absolutely.
And insult to injury, that's all these extra fees. Like, you know, you said delivery charge and meter maintenance or whatever. And I asked the power company, because I have meters out here, but the thing is, the meters out here are, they're called emergency kick-ons is what they are. They're not connected to nothing. They are connected to the house to a separate breaker, okay? But here's the deal. Shit. They're not on the house. They're on poles. But here's the deal. What I have set up with that. If my system would break down and I needed power right now, I could call them up and say, I want to pay this amount of money. It's prepaid electric. That's all the fuck it is. Okay, I want $50 worth of electric. I'm good to go. They put me on. Let's rock. But the difference between that, the difference between it, it ain't as pricey as having a fucking meter on 24/7, even though there's a fee because you got to pay a maintenance fee. But anyway, the prepaid power thing, they don't charge that yet. But it does cost more compared to having a service, you know, paying for a full 24-hour service. But the point is you're not stuck with that bill every fucking month. If I want $50 on electric, it's going to last me at least over a week and a half or two. You know what I mean? Because it's a prepaid power. You know, you only get you're buying power, and this is how much you get for this amount of money. You know what I mean? You follow me? So it's just another backup plan. Plus, I have a diesel generator. I got thousands of ways to get electric. It's, you know, I'm an electrician. I mean, years and years I've done this. You collect these things. It's a hobby. You know, I buy generators at auction all the time. I got so many goddamn fucking generators that blow your mind. You know, I'm serious, man. I got gas, diesel. I got them all. I got three-point connection for my tractor generator. I mean, just fuck you name it, man. I got camper generators out the ass. I just, it's fucking crazy. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but you never know, man. I could take a Kohler generator out of a camper and light my house up with it. You know what I mean? If that would be the case.
This is Crazy Nation Radio, after all.
Crazy Nation. That's right.
Well, I'll give you an example of this fucking delivery charge. This bill's from last year, around 8 months, 9 months, something like that. And it was 4,952 kilowatt hours, right? The delivery charge for that amount of kilowatt hours was over $165. That goes on your bill. Whatever power you use, $165 is put on top of that. So if you got a $200 electric bill, $165 goes on top of that for the fucking delivery charge. Boy, you talk about getting fucked. You talk about getting fucked. Sorry, bastards. And the more you use, it goes up exponentially. Sheesh. Why do you think I had to switch to gas in them two fucking tanks out there? Imagine heating this goddamn fucking trailer with goddamn electric. Fuck that. I'd freeze to death. Jeez.
Well, here's a buddy of mine brought me his power bill. This a few days ago. He didn't seem to understand it. He goes, I don't understand electric, and you do. I said, what do you want to know? He goes, here's my bill. I said, okay, $37. Well, fuck, that ain't bad. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you use about $3 worth of electric. He goes, what? I said, yeah, that's what it says. He goes, what the fuck are you talking about? It's $37, man. And I haven't used the shop at all. It's a little fucking workshop he's got, you know. I said, you got a meter on shop, right? He goes, yeah, I got a meter on shop. I said, well, you got to figure it. It shows, here's the deal. Service availability is $31.
Yep.
He goes, what the fuck does that mean? I said, it just means they have the meter on the fucking wall. They get, you know, it's free money to the power company. Free money.
Free money.
He goes, what?
Just for the fucking thing sitting on the wall doing nothing but jacking it off. And it's fucking free money.
Right. And I said, well, let me go through your bill. I got a copy here in my hand. But I said, you had $31 for service availability charge. That's just for the meter being there. Your energy charge was $3.03. Your state tax was $1.44. Your county tax was 72 cents. And operating roundup cost is 81 cents. So you're giving to the poor that they say they give money to, and they don't. So 81 cents. He goes, fuck, how do I stop that? I said, you don't. I said, you can stop that operation roundup shit so you ain't paying it. That 81 cents to the poor motherfuckers, fuck them, let them freeze. I said, you could stop that, but 81 cents, man, really. But anyway, but I said, your actual total power consumption is your fucking taxes in the roundup are more than your fucking power bill.
Yeah.
So, but your actual power bill was $3.03 fucking cents. And he just couldn't believe it. He goes, I don't understand that. I said, well, that's the hard part. You ain't supposed to. That's the whole idea. You're supposed to understand shit. So, you know,
this has been going on for decades.
Oh, nothing new.
When I had my lake down there, Cedar Creek Lake down here, we had a power pole down there. I mean, Daddy put it in there one day or decades ago. And as long as it's had a meter in it, I think back then they weren't as greedy as they are today. It was like $5 a month. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And people may not be down there for 2 or 3 months, but you're still getting charged $5 a month for that hot meter to be there hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, that's like I said, the point here, these meters out here, what I got here on the farm, you remember, I'm on 18 acres. All right. Yeah. I have two, three other spots. But the thing is, the one meter I had to put in because of mom and dad coming in with the camper, and I had to put one in to go pull power because they wouldn't let me do my thing. Well, we strictly disagreed until she realized that I educated her for 2 years and grandpa died. Once she learned how I fucking do what I do, you know. But, you know, the thing is, like I said, the point is you can tell them you're going on vacation, but they're still going to charge you that fucking $31. You know what I mean?
No. Oh, yeah,
so
definitely.
I just shut the motherfucker off. Shut the motherfucker off, and I'll put them on. I want to go on prepay in case I ever need. So I don't have to pay no bill. So if none of them other meters ever get used, I ain't got a $31 a month fucking payment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Think about it. If I had all 40 meters live and active, just the fucking meter fee or maintenance fee or whatever the fuck you want to call it would be $120 fucking dollars. For
a
nothing.
Month.
A month.
Regardless.
Yes.
A month.
For nothing.
Yeah.
No.
For nothing.
Fuck them.
I think the majority of the power bill is fees, not electricity use.
Do what, Billy?
The majority of my electric bill is distribution fee, this tax, that tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not how much power I use. But that's the lowest part of my power use.
Right.
The highest part of the distribution. Like Gunstinger said, you know, sending it from there to here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which don't make a bit of fucking sense to me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if Chris wasn't here with me, I would have turned my power off. You know, I have hot water, you know, without the electric. Now I do without the electric company.
Right.
From my washer fire without the electric company now because I, you know, picked up the proper one. You know, it's a one-person washing machine, one two-person dryer. You know,
right.
You know, I run the washer off the solar. It's no problem at all. It only pulls the max at any given point in time, 300 watts. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's not even continuous.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to make solar work. Like Joe was saying. You know, there's no way that you're going to run a house on solar. I totally agree. But it took me a lot of work to be able to run a single-wide mobile home on solar.
Right.
Now, that's your rant.
Here's what most people don't think about. It's just you and Chris and everything just there.
Right.
What if you had a whole full-blown fucking family? Your wife, four kids, and washing every fucking day. Solar couldn't handle it.
It could if you got a fucking field of panels.
Yeah, if you got two blocks of panels, sure. But a little bitty backyard, like in these little neighborhoods, these residential neighborhoods,
happened.
Ain't no goddamn thing.
Never happened.
Nope. No way.
Ain't gonna work. Yep. That's crazy.
You could pack every goddamn inch of that roof with solar panels, and you wouldn't even come fucking near. Okay.
Nope.
And that little fucking backyard. you still wouldn't be able to come near. And then your whole fucking garage would be fucking packed with fucking batteries.
But you're going to overheat and catch on fire eventually. So.
Eventually, yep. There you go.
Control the weather. We're going to air condition the motherfuckers. Well, the funny thing, my battery shack out there does have an air conditioner in it, believe it or not. It's a little bitty fucker. Little bitty air conditioner. They don't pull but maybe fucking 20 watts. It's little. But it'll put out some cool air, but it's a little bitty fucking thing.
You know, like I said, I can't run my AC on solar. I mean, I can, but only for about an hour, you know?
Well, I'll have to go outside and take a picture of it. I can't remember who made it, but I'll get a picture of it and send it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so that way you can see it, yeah. I think I paid a little bit over $400 this little cocksucker, but it puts out the cold air. But it doesn't. The thing is, it's small. I mean, it only puts out like 3,000 BTUs. It don't put out much, but it does the job for what I need it to do. You know what I mean? It doesn't. Like I said, it doesn't cool that battery shack down, but it keeps that temperature below boiling point. You know what I mean?
Boiling.
Right, and then also, only time I use that, if it gets extremely fucking hot. But usually, what I have is a little fan and a vent in the attic of the shed, you know. And I got a vent on the other end, a fan on the other, so it sucks the air right through it. You know what I mean?
Could you use a water fan?
You could, I guess. I don't know.
It's a water, the old water fan, you know, that puts the water in.
Yeah, them are pretty big and bulky fuckers, so that's kind of tough, you know. I mean, they're pretty big. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, me and a buddy of mine one time built an air conditioner. This was years ago. Is we got a bunch of Quest line given to us, a whole bunch of Quest pipe. And we took this shit and we buried it underground, okay? About 2 feet underground. Built this big hole, stuck this shit underground, and fucking ran water through it into a car radiator, you know? And air conditioning. Fucking air conditioning. And just, and the water doesn't circulate the whole system, you know? But we like a two-horse electric pump run it, and fucking air conditioning, that's sweet.
If you go down deep enough, it's just like caves. You go into a cave, and it's a constant temperature. Constant.
Yeah, 52 degrees. 52.
52. Yeah. And that's enough for an air conditioner. I mean, goddamn, what do you want to do? Freeze your balls off or something?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
fuck.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. Works great. Well, anyway, guys.
So if you live by a cave, just suck the air out of a cave.
There you go. That'd be nice to live in a cave. Fuck it. All right, boys. Well, I'm gonna blow this camp because I got shit to do in the morning. But anyway, pass my 2 hours.
Oh, wait before you blow it there. Look in the BTR chat room there. Look at this video real fast. This is a wheel coming off of a truck, a pickup truck, not an 18-wheeler, pickup truck. Right. And there's a car in the next lane, and it hits that car. The car hits the wheel. The car goes airborne, flips it upside down, and skids down the fucking highway. They caught it on videotape. Somebody was behind them recording it. Watch this fucking deal. Boy, you talk about a lucky motherfucker. The whole wheel comes off of the truck, the driver's side truck.
Dollar General truck today, it about fucking ate me, man. The Dollar General truck about ran me out the fucking road.
Well, look at what it did to this fucking car. It launches just like a goddamn ramp. It hits the tire, the car hits the tire right in the middle, and it just rolls up on that fucking tire, and it launches it right in the fucking air and does a fucking backflip. You don't see that every day, but that's in California, too.
Shit. God damn. Well, that, you know what?
See it?
There comes the tire. Hits it again. Bam.
It gets ascended by the same tire.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, but fucking tires on that pickup truck? That's them motherfuckers putting extra wide fucking tires in them fucking trucks. And, you know, I've had people come into my shop with that shit where they broke the center out of them. Well, I'm like, yeah, you know, of course. Because
does the center break out, or does the wheel bearing go out?
center, center wheel break, center breaks out. It's aluminum. They're thin. That motherfucker didn't lose a center. He lost a bearing. But the problem is, too, on them fucking cars, like them wide, wide fucking tires on, they're extended out because they put them fucking wedges in between to make them stick out further from the fender well. Well, anyway, the bearing, that puts a real hell of a bind in that bearing, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, it does. Hell yeah.
So that's what happened. That lost the bearing.
Yeah. Boy, that motherfucker just flipped right in midair and gets ass-ended by the fucking tire.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
All right, cool. All right, guys, well, I'm going to throw this song up here and bail the fuck out on you. So I will see you tomorrow night. So behave yourselves, and I will see you all there. So be good. All right, see ya.
And suck Zinger, and suck George Zinger, the coward. There you go.
There you go, my brother. All right, guys.